Mrs. Anais Gordon. Mrs. Gordon, a very young woman, known for her gentle character and eminent moral qualities, passed away in November of 1860. She belonged to a family of miners from around Saint-Étienne, a circumstance that made her spiritual position quite interesting. Evocation. I'm here. Your husband and your father have asked me to evoke you and would be happy to receive a communication. And I would be happy to give them one. Why were you taken from your family's affections at such a young age? Because I had finished my earthly trials. Can you see your relatives sometimes? Oh, I am always nearby. Are you a happy spirit? I am. I hope, wait, and love. The heavens do not scare me, and I await with confidence and love for the sprouting of my white wings. What do you mean by white wings? When I become a pure spirit, as resplendent as the celestial messengers who are dazzling me, the wings of angels, archangels, and seraphim, who are nothing more than pure spirits, are obviously only an attribute imagined by humans to portray the speed at which they move, for their ethereal nature makes any aid unnecessary for crossing space. However, they may appear to humans with such accessories to be in harmony with human thought, just as spirits take on the appearance they had on Earth in order to be recognizable. Can your relatives do anything on your behalf? They can stop saddening me with their mourning. They know I'm not lost forever to them. I want their memory of me to be sweet, light, and fragrant. My stay on Earth was like a flower's, and nothing sorrowful should remain of that brief stay. How can your language be so poetic and so little in keeping with your position while on Earth? It is my soul that speaks. Yes, I possessed previously acquired knowledge. Also, God often allows delicate spirits to incarnate amongst more rustic men to enable them to perceive the refinement and understanding they will acquire later on. Without this highly logical explanation, which is so much in harmony with God's kindness towards God's creatures, it would be difficult to understand what might at first glance seem to be an anomaly. In reality, though, what could be more poetic and gracious than the language of this refined young woman in the midst of the roughest work environment? The opposite often occurs as well. Low-order spirits incarnate among highly advanced peoples, but for the opposite purpose. It is for their own advancement that God places them in contact with an enlightened environment for their instruction, or so that they might act as an instrument of triumph. What other philosophy could resolve such anomalies?